And today we're looking at these two words that are very similar. The first one is found in Psalm 63:3. Psalm 63:3. The Bible says, "Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise." Underline or write the word praise there. "My lips shall praise thee." Well, what's this word and what's it mean? The word is the Hebrew word shabak. I'm pronouncing it with English connotation on it. It's S-H-A-B-A-C-H, shabak. And we know the same word in Daniel, for example, Daniel 4:37, when finally Nebuchadnezzar came to himself, you remember that, and he realized who God was. The Bible says, "Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise." The word praise there is the word shabak, S-H-E-B-A-C-H. So they're real close in spelling, real similar in spelling. But one is Aramaic, one is Hebrew. But yet the Hebrews were in captivity at that time, and that's why that we have that language. Now the word shabak is used a number of places. Let me just give you some examples. The Bible says in Psalm 106:47, "Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph." The word triumph is shabak, "in thy praise." So we see they're gaining triumph through praising God with the expression of shabak. There's some things you'll never get victory, complete victory, till you praise God for it. That's what he's saying. Then in Psalm 117:1, "Oh, praise the Lord, ye nations, shabak," or "praise him, all ye people." Now, he didn't leave anybody out. So you can't exclude yourself and say, God expects everyone to praise God this way except for me. No, he wants it from everyone. He declares that it's from all people. In Psalm 145:4, "One generation shall praise shabak, thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts." Psalm 147:12, "Praise shabak, O Lord, O Jerusalem, praise thy God, O Zion." And I could go on and on, but you get the general idea, shabak. Now the other word that is real similar to that is the word ruah. It's spelled R-U-W-A, but transliterated through the English pronunciation, you'll find it to be ruah. Ruah is very similar, and there's a lot of passages that go along with it. Psalm 47:1, "Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, shout, ruach, ruah, unto God with the voice of triumph." Psalm 65:13, "The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy," ruach, "they also sing." Psalm 66:1, "Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands." Do you know what the word noise is translated as? Ruah. The Bible says in Psalm 95:1-2, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise," ruah, "to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise," ruah, "unto him with songs." Psalm 98:4, "Make a joyful noise," ruah, "unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise." Psalm 101, "Make a joyful noise, ruah, unto the Lord, all ye lands." Psalm 41:11, "By this I know thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph, ruah, over me." Now, if you read them, you can tell similar events happen. But there's a slight difference between the two words. If you're jotting down notes, let me just tell you what the word shabak means. Basically, one word definition, shout. See how quiet it got? It's a shout. Now, it comes from a phrase That means to pacify or to still, like when Jesus spoke to the winds and the waves. He spoke with a voice that was loud enough to calm them. And the psalmist talks about the voice of the Lord speaking with such a voice that it has power to drive out enemies, God's voice, and to still the waves. It means to swim or to stroke. So what he's saying is that just like we're in water, treading water, and there's a peace that's there, pacifying. That's the way that we feel, and that's the way that God feels about Shabbat praise. But it goes to a level where it means then in the primitive base root word to not only shout, but properly it means to address in a loud tone. Specifically, it means loud. That's for all of you people that say, why do you go out there to a church that a preacher's screaming all the time? I've got a right to be loud. You don't have to be, but I've got a right to be loud. Because God condones that in his word. It means to boast. It means to triumph. Not triumph because of victory. The word triumph is here is after the victory. There's a victory parade. And when they have the victory parade, have you ever been to a big parade? Oh, the parade when folks suddenly burst out in loud praise and there's all types of noise. That's the triumph that he's talking about, where we've triumphed over the enemies, and God has triumphed over the enemies for us. That's what he's referring to. It means to shout with a loud voice, to boast. I want to tell you, I can say this with a confirmed mind and a made up mind this morning, that I can boast of the Lord. In the worst of times, he is still the Lord. And you have every right to praise God, because we ought to boast about what a mighty God we serve and what a wonderful God that we serve. So he's saying it's to shout. Well, if that means to shout, to praise, I'm trying to be gentle here. Shouting's not out. Shouting never goes out of style. And by the way, it'll still be here to the end. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. He'll shout loud enough that they that sleep in the dust will wake up. When the lion of the tribe of Judah roars, there'll be a shout. What a shout. But ruah, if you didn't like that, you're really not going to like this. Ruah means it's not only to shout, but it's to shout so loud that it literally means to mar, especially by breaking. You ever see those singers sing at such a high note and high pitch that they break glass? That's what he's saying. You shout so loud, you break the barriers down. It's not only mean to breaking figuratively, the word means to split the ears. That's shouting, brother. It means to shout as an alarm. Our local fire department and emergency personnel down the road from where I live, they have a siren. Now, if that siren was quiet, it would only affect my home and a few others nearby. But if they want a lot of people to hear it, it has to reach a certain decibel. It has to get to a certain pitch. That's what he's talking about. We are to shout as an alarm. Somebody needs to be doing some shouting in this land. We got the wrong kind of people shouting. We're shouting the wrong shout. We need to shout to the world and say, listen, calm down. God's on the throne. He's God. We serve the God that has never failed. We serve the God that never has a bad day, that never has a headache, that never gets sick. We serve the God that has power to heal diseases and forgive of sin and to pay debts and to change nations and destroy the enemy and destroy the power of the enemy. We ought to send out the alarm. Shout for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Somebody needs to shout out and say soon and very soon. He's coming with a shout. And we're going to send out the alarm and shout to the world. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. They need to hear the shout of God's people. It means to shout a war cry, or to shout as to going into battle. It was the sound or signal that it's time to march. It also means to shout in applause. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Why do you think he has that? You know, I go into churches, they say, we don't believe in shouting. You don't believe the Bible then. They say, we don't believe in clapping. You don't believe the Bible then. Well, that's not Bible. Well, didn't I read it to you today? Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. You know what you're doing when you do that? You're shouting. Some of you never thought you could shout. You just did it. Clap your hands, all ye people. God says he inhabits the praise of his people when we clap our hands unto the Lord. I'm not clapping because they sing. I'm clapping because the God of the heavens and earth gave them the ability to sing. I'm clapping because they're singing about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout. It means to shout in triumph because something is destroyed. Why do we shout? Why do we clap? He shall rule until he hath put all enemies underfoot. And the last enemy that shall be destroyed is the enemy of death. I clap and I shout because not that they only placed him in the grave and that he gave his blood to cleanse us of our sin. I shout because he came forth victorious, conquered death, hell, and the grave. He had destroyed the enemy of death. Shout to the Lord. Literally, it means a holy roar. Now, I try my best to try to get in my mind how you could understand this. Have any of you ever been late for something like a ball game? You ever been late like going to a tournament game for a basketball game? And you're outside, you get out of your car. You're not inside yet. You don't know what's going on. You haven't figured out what's happening. But you can tell from the response of the crowd, something big just happened. Because when you put it all together, it goes to another level. Shabak is shouting. Ruah, in hillbilly terms, is shouting on steroids. That means it gets so loud that it becomes a roar. A roar that breaks down all of the barriers in our life. A roar that breaks the chains. That's why the Bible says that the anointing breaks the yoke. Do you know why? Because they're shouting so loud to the God of gods. There's no God like him anywhere. And they start praising God and shouting to God. I miss the days. I remember as a boy, it didn't matter what church you went into. Didn't matter if they were Baptist or Nazarene or Pentecostal. I can remember the dear old saints of God. And Dan, you talking about your great grandmother. I can remember grandmothers and mothers. They'd wear their hair up on their head and they'd shout till bobby pins started dropping like raindrops all around you. And we'd watch them and we'd think, what are they shouting about? Thank God, I'm glad I know on the other end of this thing what they were shouting about. They weren't shouting because of their circumstance. They were shouting because they weren't going to stay in that circumstance forever. That God was going to set them free and bring them through all of it. They were shouting because the victory had already been won through Jesus Christ our Lord. They had a right to shout, and you have a right to shout. I dare you. For heaven. You don't think they're going to be shouting in heaven? I heard a multitude, which no man could number, of every tribe and kindred, nation, every tongue, and people. What were they doing? Shouting, "Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb." Shout. Yes, it is a good place to be. I'm so sorry that people don't enjoy being saved. And I'm so sorry that some of you have learned to shout at ball games but not at church. I really am. I'm sorry for you. I feel sorry for you. You see, you shout at a ball game and it's soon forgotten. But the things you do at church, you'll never forget it. I close with this. I've shared it before. I had a friend. He traveled a lot of meetings with us. He's one of the top, in my opinion, one of the top musicians in our area. Very talented. His dad, oh, I loved it when he brought his daddy to church. Have you ever seen some people that when they come to the door, you just say, we're having a meeting today? He came to church with a shout. He shouted when I read the text. He shouted when I preached. He shouted when I gave the invitation. He just shouted, shouted, shouted. All the time. He got cancer. And he was a tall man. Cancer ate away at his body until finally it wasn't anything but a rack of bones under 100 pounds. He got so bad with that cancer that they couldn't turn him by hand. They had to take a fleece blanket under him, and they would pull that fleece blanket, the nurses and medical staff, to turn him. And they said, they dread turn that they would cry when they come in to turn him because he'd scream out with such pain with a fleece blanket under him just to turn him over on his side so he wouldn't get bed sores. He was down to the last few hours of his life and the doctor told him he's dying. The doctor left the room after they gave the family the news. Within hours, he'll be gone from this life. His body's failed him. They left the room, everyone but his son stayed in. He told his son, I want you to stay behind. His son stayed behind. They were all out in the hallway talking to the doctor. And he looked at him, he said, he always called his son boy. He said, boy, I got a favor to ask. He said, I want you to get me up. I got to get up. He said, Daddy, I can't get you up. We can't even turn you. When we turn you, you scream out with pain. He couldn't stand to be touched. It hurt that bad. He said, he was crying. He said, have I ever asked you for anything? Have I ever asked anything from you? He said, no, Dad, nothing. He said, I'm your dad, and I'm asking you for one thing. Please get me up. I've got to get on my feet. And he said, Dad, I'll try. So he started over to him. He said, now listen to me, son. When you get under me and start to pick me up, I'll scream out probably with pain. But listen to me. Don't you stop. You keep lifting me through the pain till you get me on my feet. And he said, when I reached under him, he squalled out with pain and tears started flowing down my cheeks. And he said, I speaking to myself, God, I can't do this. But he heard his dad say, keep going, boy, keep going, boy, keep going, boy. And he said, he squalled until finally I got that skeleton of a man that I looked up to all of my life, my arms around him, holding him up. And he said, you know, I'm thinking to myself, he's probably restless. He just wants to get on his feet. He's been bedfast. And finally, with tears in his eyes, he said, Daddy, I don't understand. Why did you have to get on your feet? And he said, son, I just wanted to stand up and praise him and shout one more time before I meet him face to face. Because when I see him face to face, there'll be no cancer in my body. And I won't need anybody to help me. And I just wanted to shout one more time. This could be your last service. This could be your last time to be able to get on your feet one last time and shout. shout to the Lord. Shout to the Lord. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to the Lord. Everything, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Let everything, breath, 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 ruach, 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 spirit, breath. He saved us. He redeemed us. We were wretched sinners, but he set us free. Praise God.